Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
From Philippians 2, a place of grace, hopefully. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, then make my joy complete. The woman standing at my door one afternoon was not happy with me. I had left on her to-do list something that she had hoped to add to mine. A month earlier, she had volunteered to bring refreshments to a Bible study planned for this evening. But here she was, telling me that something had come up, and she wouldn't be able to come this evening. Normally, I would have said, "Okay, thanks for letting me know." But this day had already been full of inconveniences. I was not in the mood for another. So I told her that it was up to her to find someone else to bring goodies for the group. I was probably a little short with her. I know that I surprised myself a little. I also noticed that she was more than a little irritated, and that tonight's study of Matthew might not be accompanied by snacks at all. For a few weeks, it was clear that her irritation had staying power. But then, as time passed, she loosened her grip on her irritation. In fact, she eventually became a trusted colleague in ministry. It may seem a small thing, but her willingness to release her irritation was a wonderful sign that the church can be a place of reconciling grace.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.